As this year's session of the Alaska Legislature enters its final weeks, discussions about the state's capital budget are likely to take up a good deal of time in the House and Senate Finance Committees. The Senate committee recently moved a bill forward that included a new financial plan for the proposed Kinnick Arm Bridge. Other megaprojects are also on the table, including the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project and the plan for a new gas pipeline. For the last week, words and actions of various legislators suggest a trend toward prioritizing projects in anticipation of what may be a series of lean budget years. While Senate Finance did approve a new plan for the Kinnick Arm Bridge, it was not without opposition. The new plan scraps the original proposal that the state partner with a private company to fund construction. That could have left the state holding the bag for a large portion of the project's cost if projected toll revenues fell short. The new plan envisions using a type of federal transportation loan that the administration says would cap the state's liability at $450 million in a worst-case scenario. For Senator Donald Olson, however, even that diminished state liability is too much in the current fiscal climate.
When we look at what's happened in the past, when we have had money, and the boondoggles that they've built, you know, the Anchorage Seafood Plant, the Point McKenzie Dairy Project, the Seward Grain Elevator, and even the Healy Clean Coal Project that were out there. The state has a nasty history of being able to go ahead and put the people's money out there into projects that were dubious at best. And so that's why, even though I'm not opposed to the project, I'm just saying the timing is not right because, you know, what I see is we are flying at full throttle into a hurricane that's going to cause us a fiscal crisis, and this is another one of those nails in the coffin of financial responsibility.
On Thursday, Representative Bill Stoltz, co-chair of House Finance, told reporters that there are a series of phase projects that have already taken a significant amount of funding and which will require significant additional funding to move forward.
And you're seeing in the capital budget, we're feeling the pinch of commitments that were made for phased projects, and we're already feeling that pinch. You're seeing some pullback on Susitna right now, and that's one there's more of a holding pattern, wait and see on that one. The plug hasn't been pulled, but I consider the decision that the administration made is more of a restraint and wait and see on that project, and that's one big example. It's one that I think the economics long term will bear out. Alaskans don't always have patience to see the wear out and healthy skepticism as well.
Though Representative Stoltz says Susitna-Watonna is in a holding pattern, there's still the question of Governor Sean Parnell's request for $32.7 million in supplemental funding for the current fiscal year, which the legislature will take up before the end of session. Multiple legislators have expressed hesitation about adding supplemental funds to the $5-plus billion project in the current session, but explicit opposition to the supplement has been scant. Hearings on the capital budget were scheduled to start in House Finance on Thursday, but may be put off pending approval of a budget by the Senate. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.